Okay, there we go.
Okay, so now he is going to describe, he had said before that there are different dargis of the guf and the neshama, who's sitting in the control, in the control center. So let's explain something just interesting. The Baal HaTanya in Sefer Tanya, the central point, one of the central points is that the terminology of tzaddik and rasha are not how much mitzvahs averis you've done, but how much control your yetzer tov has over yetzer hara type thing. In other words, how much is the yetzer tov in control? How much is the hara? And he gives five madregas, which is fascinating.
Is there in the Sefer HaTanya, isn't there a certain determinism to that? It's not an absolute sliding scale. My understanding is that certain people are born with like a nishmas tzaddik.
That's a point that he mentions on the side, but his main point in grading people, it's not the amount of mitzvahs averis, it's really who is in control, who's sholeit. So madrega aleph.
Five madregas parallel other.
So I'll tell you what the Baal HaTanya uses. Baal HaTanya uses tzaddik v'tovlo, tzaddik v'ralo, beinoni, rasha v'tovlo, rasha v'ralo. So or tzaddik gomer and rasha gomer. So I mean they could be parallel to five. There are a bunch of fives. There's five dags and a shama. I don't know. It's not mentioned as being parallel to any five, but neither is he. Madrega aleph. Haloi yishia laguf mitzius, ach loy shlita klal v'ika. The guf exists, but it does not determine in any way what goes on. Let's give an example. Let's take another area so we can get a sense of what we're talking about. Imagine a person is... imagine a person is a regular person. So someone says, hey, come, let's do a run tonight. So I'm tired, and I'm not doing it. One. Two, a person is working on a shift in a hospital, and a really sick patient brings in, and you're really tired, but you say to yourself, man, I'm not going to let that guy die on my shift. I mean, I'm going to lose my job, and that's it. So I have to run it. So I go and I do it, despite the fact I'm dragging my feet. Another example is a soldier where he has, they're shooting all around and he runs. He doesn't even know he's tired. The only time it'll make a difference is if he'll collapse of exhaustion, But he doesn't say to himself, darn it, I wish I didn't have to do it, and why do other people have cushy jobs on my shoulder? Right now, the nurse thinks that. The guy doesn't have time to think. He is so caught up with running that he just doesn't think of it as no shayach l'shlita. So we have different madregas in how much the guf is in control in terms of what the person is, what his feelings are, what he's thinking, and so on. So it's not that the first guy, it's not that the soldier doesn't have a guf, but that guf is not part of the command module, and it just, when it gives, it'll give, but that's it. So the person does not have anything, any gufnistic thing that shaylet on him, and this is the matziv where this is the most shalmika matziv, where the person obviously can't do more than the guf allows, but he does not, he's not in any way affected by the guf. Beis. So a person sometimes has an after effect of things that happen to his guf. So here also, the drives and the forces that were on the guf have some sort of effect.
The guf doesn't have sleep at all. Like, how is it possible for different that when you're sleeping, you're not conscious, you're sleeping.
So what do you mean?
What does it mean that the goof has no shita klal?
In terms of determining what I'm going to do, in terms of the goof dictating my mysim.
It's obviously limiting like where I am.
Yeah, but it's not. It has no input. If right now, if right now I have to run, I run. It's not as if the goof is even capable of pulling back because I'm so busy running and doing something. Let's say somebody is a hyper person and he's in the middle of doing a big business deal. The goof has only the physical shlita. In other words, yes, when he'll collapse, he'll collapse. When if he won't eat, he'll starve to death. But mentally, emotionally, there's no input from the goof onto the person.
I guess I'm asking for if I'm in outside Yerushalayim, I can't eat.
Yeah, but that's not correct. But we're talking about a shlita internally on the person. How much? That's not the goof. The goof is limited. So you're right. I can't be Yerushalayim and not be Yerushalayim at the same time. But at the end, I can't do a chesed and a kibbutzim at the same time. Fine. That's what the Torah deals with. But here we're talking about input into the person's
crisis. There's a fascinating true story. A guy in Asia someplace who was playing video games consecutively for so many days without sleeping that he died of exhaustion.
Yeah, it's more common now. You see it almost every week. Like gamers will die,
Really?
It's all last week.
I thought it happened more. Really?
What?
Last week.
What happened?
You're saying that it happens
someone who
with
does video games for 36 hours straight and then they just die. It happened last week because they're starting a whole
week. I had no idea.
I can forward
I thought it was a one-time event.
More than once. I don't even think
I know somebody in the community here, a boy, who he would be playing stuff and he would go to the bathroom sitting there. He kept pushing himself until he got treatment. I mean, the doctor seemed to say it was more than OCD or something. It's part of it. Yes, it's true. The person becomes so caught up with it.
But fascinating that the mind can have such a shlita, the will can have such a shlita, even for something silly like video games, that the goof is effectively
correct.
At zeroed out.
When people speak about stories during the war where people did incredible things, there's always, let's give an example. Imagine that something is called for me to do, I don't know, to hike 100 miles. So part of it is, well, physically, will my feet hold out or not? And that maybe we can pump up through adrenaline. But there's more than that. Down deep when I tell myself, there's no way I can't do it, I'd rather die than do it. So somewhere along the line, I quit because I don't want to go through the grueling effort or pain of the hike. So there's that element as well.
But that's not that's a voice at some level of the neshama, isn't it?
That's the internal command module. And the question is, how much does the goof have input? The goof says, like the dash, we're going to go 100 miles.
Right.
Where I'm not going anyplace. My mother's grandmother was a very determined lady. And she went, survived the war, and she was a very strong-willed person. She had a very rough life. So she told me, I don't know, just like 10 years before she was hit the war, which was living in Nebraska, she said that my father came to a dream, in a dream call last night, and she said, Esther, come, we're going. And she said to him, I ain't going no place. You go yourself, and I'll take my time and go when I'm ready. So it's, it depends really how much of your will consists of the body's ritzonos and how much of your neshama's ritzonos.
Right, but I always have this problem with the will. Is that the ruach? No, the highest level of the neshama is never giving in it. No, right?
Correct. The question is how many members sit in that council.
Right, right.
Let's give an example. When you make a decision, should I do X or Y? So the parts of you that will enjoy it, should I work in X, should I take another job, be able to afford, I don't know, a better car or something? So the part of you that wants a car has one input, the part of you that doesn't want to work more has another input, and they have it, and they debate. Somewhere along the line, there's an unconscious debate about it.
If your rut zone is not physical, so how does your ghost have rut zone?
It is the Pchinas Tainuk it's in the mind. There's the guf has a seat. You know, it's the pain and experiences and desires of the guf. It have input in. So bottom line, it's just like the neshama has the input of doing this chdusha, tara, tzidkis, chesed, and the guf has drudge. Each one has an input in terms of it. If the guf is the non-voting member, then it's that first thing.
Something that was always interesting to me is whenever you think of American special forces, you think of these huge, broad, hulking guys. The Israelis, the IDF soldiers that were special forces that I've met, are always like these wiry guys. Like they're not like
the Gatti, Tamar Gatz.
Right, right. So I was sitting on the bus once next to a special forces soldier, and he
in American Israel.
No, in Eretz Israel, and he told me that when they put them through the program where they weed out who will and won't make it, a lot of what they do is mental. And they're grading everything. They'll try to break them down psychologically. He said, and there comes a point where it has nothing to do with physical. It's all a mental game. Like, no matter how exhausted you are, if you have the mental presence to do it, you'll succeed. And if you don't, you'll fail. It's not strength. It's not, you know, endurance. It's not experience. Which was, to me, it was like a huge
thing. And a lot of times these wire guys are more in control of themselves than the heavy, bulky guys. The heavy, bulky guys might be physically strong and might push themselves. But the self-control to hold yourself in is as important as to let yourself go. In other words, at the end of the day, one of the reasons why we do better than the Arabs is Arabs can be very violent and vicious. They can't be constrained and disciplined. So you can set a mob loose, but you can't not. You know, in other words, it's a lot of it is a self-control of to act only when you need to act. And not when you're goaded or whatever it is. You know, if you're not acting up yiseichel, then at some point you're going to make a mistake. Okay, madrega beze shiel aguf shlita kol shehi.
Which I just want to point out. Rebbe's pointing out this even. It's not the guf overtaking. It's an aspect of ruach that's less developed that's taking over.
You know, the guf has a feed in. Let's explain something. The hand, if you need to do rechayim shalayad, the hand doesn't say it, but the part in the brain that's the representative of the hand, the malach of the hand in your brain, says, I'm not going to do that again. I'm sick and tired.
Right. What Rebbe's describing the Arabs is that impulse towards violence is not a goof-oriented thing.
It does not help. You know, you can't win with that because what will happen is you will make a mistake. A cold, calculated game is by definition almost going to get you much better.
So when he's referring to the goof, what would Rebbe refer to? That, let's say, that impulse towards violence or control or dominance that's so such a powerful mover in that culture.
So that's more in what the Maral calls a nefesh. That would be the raw emotions of a person, the desire. So it's a gufniistic type of it's not just tired or comfort or taste, but it's the sense of victory, the sense of better than the other person, the sense of beating the other person, and so on.
So we were sort of breaking down nefesh, ruach, and neshama.
Ruach generally tends to be the one that is up. The koach abchira lies in ruach. But what I'm talking more over here is the chalkei ha'adam, the parts that motivate a person, that have input in what the person is going to do, are the reflections of the reflections of the enjoyments and the pain and the pleasure that he's experienced. And that's why when he gives the example of the guf being a has-been, that's all we have. Base. So he says it has some shlita, but all it is zecha klali mitvar ram shayvoy. Mashal mishabel of tzaros shabbos v'mal v'yogel kamar patki. So bilti mufkan mahu befrat. El kisa says the yogin bo bavoy shen sefasa shleima, halpichen tam protel yogin ahu. Kach loy tim tzukoyach an shom vatsa spark al ser, al tayin shah izi kwevit mortla, vim protel mani anoy doi. So he says here, a person has what? What's the word? Harpatki means literally either adventure but more misadventures. Misadventures. In modern Yiddish, harpatkaot are adventures. In the Gemara's Lashon, harpatkai are difficult things you went through. So let's give a marshal for this. Somebody who's gone through a lot, so even if he's functioning and so on, but he's tired. He doesn't have the stamina anymore. He's down a bit. It's not stopping him from doing, but there's no real oomph in what he does because he's weighed down to some degree by his experiences. So the first shlita that the guf can have is that the guf carries the memory of what it went through, and is just not eager to do it. Let's give an example. If you have somebody who two people worked very hard to build up a business, and it meant a lot of sacrifice, they didn't eat meals, they ran around and that. So one person, he's so caught up with the thrill of the business, he couldn't care less. He doesn't even remember how difficult. He all he has is the adrenaline of the thrill of doing the business. The other person, he's very happy what he accomplished, and he knows he's glad he did it, it's the right thing. But it took a toll on him, the hours, the traveling, this, that. He's tired.
So really it's a measure of... It's all sort of like a shivyon, like a scale type of a thing.
Yes.
The level of frustration in harpatko is equal for both of them.
Correct.
It's just a question of how
correct.
Far above.
Correct. Correct. It's something that it's the same thing like learning. If a person is up all night learning, if a person is pushing himself, some people. It's such an enjoyable experience that they're just lost in the enjoyment, and they don't notice. Yes, I'm very tired now. Why? I'm not sure. And some people, like all the stories of Byron Cutler, you know, the famous story. We didn't need anything. His wife brought Byron Macronium. He's Macronium. We didn't eat yet. And they said, what do you mean they did? We just finished the Suda. He was oblivious. He was lost in his kaching and learning. The kaching and learning energized him. So that was the person. So as everything else, you have to ask yourself, huh? You sure yet? I could have sworn we didn't touch a thing. Versus somebody that he felt hungry, but tachlis, he's learning and he's happy. There are different madrigas in what's taken up the person's mitzias, and b'meila, how much is he affected by it? For the person that is so lost in learning, so into it, doesn't know what's happening. So there'll obviously be a physical because the body does water and food out, but there'll be no mental. Oh my gosh, not going to do another one. You know, there's not going to be any of that.
It's fascinating. It's always a measure of how great the sort of the rut zone or the neshama is relative to all the other experiences. And we have to assume that by every person, the experiences are more or less like that. Everybody has a goof. Everybody has had frustrations. Not to the same degree, but the point is that it's just a question of where you park your rut zone.
Right.
Well, but there are differences in the needs of a person by nature, right? Some people there's a limit where will can't overcome anything. Is that not true? I mean, some only 5 hours of sleep. Some if they don't have 7 hours of sleep, they feel cranky.
So when you physically, on that it says, Linatur Machashar. But let's take an example. I've yet to meet a kid that when they're going on some sort of class trip tomorrow, he's too tired, he can't get up 4 in the morning, 3 in the morning.
Right.
At some point, you say to yourself, oh, it's nice to have a trip somewhere. I'd rather go to sleep. And it's because the idea of the trip has become less thrilling. The kid does not moisten nefesh. The kid is so excited, so thrilled, he doesn't feel tired. So at some point, he will conk out. But the point that he conks out is not negia. You know, that's a kosher baruch hu. That's the limitation of it.
Right.
But we're talking about where I could do it, but enough of me says, you know, I'm not interested.
Can I push up a little bit? Not push back, but I mean, like, but right, but to get up and go on a bus to go to a ski trip doesn't take any mental energy. To go through a coast post at 2 in the morning takes mental energy. So, like, it's not like...
But you know what? But if someone had to tell me, you know, once upon a time, I remember the first time I was a young boy, I went to Canada. I couldn't sleep all night exactly when I'm going to see Canada.
Okay.
Today, there's a house in Toronto in a month. I said, oh, no. You know? I mean, that's the metzias of it. You know, it's because the excitement doesn't fill me. It's not, you know, it has a lot to do. So where the goof physically can't,
right,
of course,
right.
That's called oinus.
Right.
But most of the time, we can do it, but we want less and less to do it as it becomes more and more difficult.
Right.
And maybe what you were asking about is sort of the intellectual thrill. So maybe for a Tosa, somebody wouldn't have that energy, but
exactly.
If it would be a TED Talk, if it would be their favorite politician, if it would be, you know, somebody else who would be presenting ideas, but it was ideas that they were really turned onto and felt really powerfully, they would find it...
Well, so people that do very well, people that come up with big tradition, people that say shurim, that are very excited. So they feel that thrill. They you know, there's something there that takes over. So the second darga is where the person feels a general malaise, a general toll that has taken. Gimel, Majig Gimel, B'yoyis ha-guf shaylet b'frat, achlei b'chol prota, v'tzatzim prota, where the guf is shaylet on a lot. Shem Tzor Matzah is a form of divra guf from Yisrael Kalim, ha-kol panim gufni. V'omnam poshet to it, she-kol ha-matzah me'ele in toldois g'doylois le'nyonim e'lo shal guf, v'chat sat d'shmaya. So the third dag is where he does feel that the guf has input on a lot of different areas, and I'll explain more later. Dalit. So he feels hunger. We're not talking as an objective. He feels hunger. I want to eat. It's me now. So the guf clearly sends messages. The guf clearly is involved, but the neshama is shayla keinyan azlas bekarta holaf nimusa. Says Chazal, if you go in a certain place, you follow its nimusa. Valamaza dema shavena al shalom shalom kabel terli yisrael hina la abad guf of lenishtane. Avlefisha gufa kumayreach lachman neshamis shines tamalasis kumayse neshamis.
He's using it in the flip sense, right? Or he's using it as sort of like the business executive who's a behemoth who, in the boardroom, behaves himself as a human being just because.
Right, right. So the
bechina of being a ger is the guy in the boardroom where a bunch of people have suits and went to Stanford.
Right, and he has to follow, but it's not him. You know, it's every part of him resists it, but at the end of the day, he does what's right because his dominant side is his ruchnias. So the person is fully functioning as a alakayid, but everything he does, you know, he's schlepping along. There's somebody piggybacking on him who's not fully on board. I'm always carrying another being. There's always something drag me down.
In this case, would be dragging down the goof news.
The neshama, the goof is dragged down. You know, the goof itself is not dominant because it says I have to behave. This is the world that Kodesh Baruch Hu runs it, and I have to X, Y, Z. But at any rate, I'm here. I'm present.
So it's the proximate layer, with which the person interacts with the world is the layer of
right.
Ruchnia.
Correct. The rail of Ruchnias. But at the end.
But if he can toss that.
What? At the end of the day, he's always dragging, he's always less than full because there's a part of him that says, you know, I can't wait to get out of the boardroom so I can put on a pair of shorts and you know, and a t-shirt and run off.
So
benimmt sich ist ein Nusser bei sich als Mann eine Nimmschach nach was Ratsman hat, kann ich mal wenig stehen können. Wenn er dein ein Toll ist, dem Schock ist, wenn er ein Guff hat. So nothing has happened, Tachlis. Er kehrt ein und gegär. Und bei sich wie Arnus, ich soll sagen, der ist Schömer. Als er mega das so wie ist, kann er ein Guff mit Pane bei Reidoim, mal schön und Kömmern, und sich um der Wattel in Jönne von der Schömer. Und wenn er mit Wege sei, so normaler, ein Nifkan, ein Philipp Hofrat, der Guff, kann er schon ein Pelodder, so zum Lefter, der Kömmer. Finally, Madrega Hay will do it, will learn how to finish Madrega Hay. She year goof shaylet b'chol p'kinoisa. Be a k'ir shayah b'beisay. The goof is the driver's seat. She call in yonah b'tachnum hol p'lesayah. The gamzoisa Madrega nechatsu shtayim. V'al p'kara kol Madrega achas. V'zeh. Ki call in yonah goof. A philip p'kinas goof, you call niot b'shtay drachim. Oy der achoy l'maysa b'heimah. Kemaiser ibn Adam, but the Akhtusha Rabbi came to the Hadayu. We use a call the Kabani Mishas Karoyu, Mashiach was a problem, is actually a son of the Apostle, Mashiach Royal is the other of the Mother Father. Al Shneem Kechlin on whole party with Yanim Gufis. Kilech al Tzarek, Lisha Sof, the Ephraim.
Now, but this is the
I'm flexible, you should
officer.
What?
You, I'm saying.
So, I'm going
to. Would he be able to do it at 11?
No. So tell me, he's here now.
I want to take him to some shoot room right now.
So tell me what's good for you. Either one is fine for me. What's good for you? We're supposed to have a meeting, but it could, we could, like, what's best, what, give me a sense of what's good. Is it better for me, you want to be
okay, so he says he should go, but now that really means he should go.
Okay. So what time?
Yes, 10:15. Okay, so I'll be here at 10:15.
10:15, I'll be here or in the office there? What are you here?
You'll be in the office.
In the office over there? Okay, Beseda.
In
the office there. Okay, good. Okay, Beseda. Okay, well, we'll hold it here. It's a good place. Now that my goof intervened, what?
Do you have to run? Because I just
yeah.
Okay.
I'm very quickly. Yeah.
What does it mean that this person is using the goof in a derech dusha avoda? We're talking about something he's totally goofy, but he's
yes,
using
but he says avoda. To himself. The person says to himself, "Listen, I need time out for this. How will I do it that it's kosher yasher? I need to meet my needs for this." In other words,
so the novel versus the Torah is that?
Yeah, novel, but I'm taking care of. I feel myself. I enjoy my food, enjoy my drink, but I'm on top of how to practically use it. And we'll talk about it maybe next week. Or so, okay.
Thank you. Are you gonna be here next week, Eric?
I hope so. I'll let you know when you're here. Okay. You take.